Hey, sleepyhead, time to wake up. There you are. How are you feeling? Shh, calm down. You're all right. Okay, stop struggling and I'll explain. I'm keeping you gagged until you calm down though. You have a tendency to interrupt people. You need to work on that, by the way. Right, so, this is my basement. I brought you here because, well, I love you, obviously. Why else would I do this? It took me a long time to muster up the courage to do this. I see you in class every day, and I just want to pounce on you. But I've been stalking your social media, so I know I'm not your type. So, I had to take into my own hands, seizing life by the horns or whatever people say. Good. You've calmed down a bit. Now, I'm going to take the gag out, but don't scream. No one will be able to hear you anyway. I'd just rather you not do it. Okay? Why'd I kidnap you? Cause I love you. That's a silly question. Want to ask any other obvious questions? Why'd I kidnap you exactly? Well, you're so nice. You help me with the homework sometimes, and your smile is so soothing, and your hair is so nice, and you have a nice laugh, and you... you're really handsome. But you're super out of my league, so this was really my only option. I've got these big, stupid glasses, and I'm short and plump, and... No, you don't mean that. You're just trying to flatter me. Or is it Stockholm Syndrome? I didn't think it kicked in this fast. Am I a really good kidnapper? Jeez, stop trying to flatter me. You don't think I'm cute. You wouldn't be interested in someone like me. What? No, you weren't. You're just saying stuff to get me to let you go. Why would you have asked me out? That's just silly. What? You're joking. You've had a thing for me? Well, I... Oh, shit. No, I couldn't just ask you out. That's crazy. I don't have the confidence for that. Well, yeah, I had the confidence to kidnap you, but that's different. Your pocket? Okay. This is addressed to me. Is this a confession letter? You were going to ask me out today, weren't you? Fuck, I messed this all up. I just really wanted to be with you. I really love you. You're such a charming person. You're so nice to me. I'll untie you. I'm sorry about all of this. No? Why don't you want me to untie you? You consent? Consent to... Oh. Well, you see, I had intended to keep you down here until you fell head over heels for me. I would feed you, bathe you, hold it for you when you needed to go. You would need me. you would want me. But if you're already interested, you don't mind if I straddle you, do you? My chest pressed against yours, my arms wrapped around your neck. My face just inches from yours. Our eyes locked to one another. You're blushing. How about... you're really good at that. I'm not very experienced. The last man I was with, well, he ran away. He said I was overbearing and needy. Whatever that means. I feel you getting hard. I've been subconsciously groaning against you. I think I might die if I have to wait any longer. I can feel my body growing hot. Can I? Can I get it out? Please, baby. Please. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I've wanted this for so long. You're hot. Did I do this? Jeez. I didn't think I... You really meant it? You really think I'm pretty? Understand where I'm coming from. I'm not exactly a model, and you're so fucking hot, and I didn't think I really had a chance. Keep me in my basement? Are you some kind of saint? What? Why are you looking at me like that? You're making me grin like an idiot. You want me? You really mean that? Then let me me slip my shorts and shirt off and... Ta-da! This is me. Your cock twitched. I guess you weren't lying. You really do find me attractive. In that case, I'm climbing back on and... I've never done this before. Oh, fuck off. Of course I've never kidnapped someone before. I've never been with someone. So, I'm going to take my time. I'll do the best I can for you, okay?
Ha ha.
cock. Oh, feels so fucking good. Oh, God, I fucking love you. I want you all the time, forever. We have most of the same clothes. We couple. We sleep in the same bed. My bathtub is big enough for the two of us. Of course you live with me. I can't have some harlot taking you away from me. I love you. I love you. I fucking love you. I won't chance it. Of course I trust you. I just don't trust those other women, so okay, I get it. I calm down. I just worry because you're such a perfect man, and I don't know what I'd do if I lost you, especially now. Drink your cum. I've been dying to know what it tastes like. Oh, come on, baby. Give me all your cum. Come for me, baby. Dripped onto my chest. Oh, gone. I think I got all of it at least. Baby, I'm going to untie you now, okay? You really do like me? You aren't going to leave? Yes! So you'll marry me, right? Oh, yeah. Dating first. Sorry, I get tired. attached really easily. I really don't want to scare you away. I want to make this work. I'll reel it back in a bit. I'm sorry. I really... What should we do now? Oh, that's a lovely idea. I will make this work. I'll be the best girlfriend a person could ever ask for. You're so awesome. Okay, let's head upstairs. We need a shower, and I need some help with the homework from Bio.